Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
Have you ever taken action on a problem, done something to fix it, or at least try, and instead of feeling better about it, you actually started feeling worse? Maybe just the action of telling someone that you needed assistance. Inside, it just begins to twist you up. What is going on? Well, it could be that you're experiencing what's known as a shame episode. I had one of those just last week, I'm going to tell you about. And then you can look and see the different components that I'm going to share with you and how they played out in the story and what it means, how it relates to you, and what it is that you need to do to reveal yourself at your healthiest when these things show up. Okay. Shame is different than guilt. Shame says we're broken, we're flawed, and we cannot be fixed. Guilt simply says, hey, you violated a value. So do something to bring yourself back into integrity with that value, or maybe you need to change the value out and get a healthier one. Bad beliefs times fear equal the secrets of shame. It goes on inside, and no one on the outside can really tell what's going on with you because you seem to be such a high performer. You are high functioning. But at some point, when you're dealing with shame, it is going to continue to build until you pick up unhealthy coping habits just to get yourself some relief that will actually sabotage your success long term. So that's what we're working with today. Bad beliefs times fear equals the secrets of shame. And we're going to work backwards. We're going to start with shame and how it all began. But let me give you the episode that I went through last week. I had something where I need a professional in my life to assist me with it. And whenever I called and I was sharing the story of what was going on, I could feel it welling up inside of me. In fact, at times I was close to tears on something very simple in asking for assistance. And then after I got done and completed the call with them, I just could not shake the feeling that something was really, really wrong. And it took me about an hour to go, oh, yeah, this is shame. And I'll share with you what I did at the end of our time together today that you can start looking at how to incorporate into your own life. Okay. So, secrets of shame. How was shame? If shame is where we've learned we're broken, we're flawed, and we cannot be fixed, well, how did all that begin? You accepted blame for something that wasn't yours. I was wrong versus I could do better. Guilt says, I can do better. Shame, no. See, there was somebody in your life or a group of somebodies that were supposed to be the ones who took care of you. And if they wound up hurting you or even harming you, well, the younger you assumes responsibility that somehow it must be your fault. And then this leads to an overstimulation of your system where you accept the responsibility for those around you that never belonged to you to start with. Now, how does that show up now in your life? Well, you'll accept responsibility for the people around you, for their actions, for their emotions, and their thoughts. Actions. you will take action to try to save them from their own consequences. Emotions, you will step in and overperform because you don't want anybody else to feel the hurt that you have felt. And mentally, you will be overstimulated to give them trust and give them respect that they did not earn. You will do what's known as a caretaking cover-up. Okay, so my original story that showed up with the shame, at least what came to mind, was I was 13 and my mom had to take me to the emergency room because I had gotten into a fight with my dad and he broke my arm. And she tells them, whenever they're doing the intake, that I fell down the steps. That's how I got the bruises, the welts all over me, and that's how I broke my arm. Now, the nurse, whenever she got a chance, she's like, yeah, that really didn't happen, did it? And I'm like, no, no. Got into a fight with my dad. Well, because of my dad's position, there was a cover-up that took place. And a few months later, because I was afraid to go home, because I was afraid I was going to get beat again, because I did something I wasn't supposed to do. I skipped school. I was actually charged with being a runaway and was put in front of a juvenile judge. And he's like, why didn't you go home after your dad found out that you skipped school? And I said, because I was going to get beat again. And if you look at my record, it's there of what he did. And he goes, yeah, but if you weren't an incurable child, you wouldn't have to be treated like this. And I was put on probation for 5 years. Okay. Caretaking cover up. Now, maybe your situation wasn't as intense as mine, or maybe it was worse. But the secrets of shame say do not expose yourself by reaching out to someone and asking them for assistance when you're not safe, because you'll be hurt even worse. Keep everything in the dark. And again, what I did last week, all I was doing was reaching out to another professional going, hey, I need help with this. Never thinking that it was going to trigger a shame episode. Okay, so the secrets of shame, but we're backing up. Now we're looking at fear. Oh, here's a sidebar for you. If you have to tell someone repeatedly when you're at your lowest point, when you are your most vulnerable, when you are your most exposed, if you have to tell them repeatedly, and typically for me, that's 3 times. If you have to tell them how to assist you and treat you, I mean, how to assist you, yeah, I need help with this, but also how to treat you, they have not earned the right to be in that moment with you. My biggest imprint is reaching out to someone whenever I was told that I potentially had cancer, wouldn't know yet. And so I was rallying my support system, and I reached out to somebody who said, what'd you do to cause this? Yeah, they had a couple of other times after that. And then it was like, no, you can no longer be that close to me. Boundaries keep you safe. You cannot go around offering people trust and respect when they repeatedly use that against you, or when they show that they are not emotionally mature enough to handle it. Okay, so fear is a reactionary state, and there are 2 types, immediate and chronic. Immediate is when you hear a bump in the middle of the night, in the dark, and you're like, yeah, I need to get up and go see what that is. Chronic fear, though, is when you are overstimulated and you have no ability to control the environment. And this is how we get messed up on confusing passive with patience. Passive is chronic fear through learned helplessness. You've heard me talk about this before, the four P's of learned helplessness. It's personal. It's all about you. Wow, we already talked about it that at the beginning, in a shame experience, when you had to take on responsibility that never belonged to you. Okay, so you take it personal. It's permanent. It's always going to be like this way. It's pervasive. It infiltrates every area of your life, and it is power over power under, because your subconscious, which runs all of your habits and patterns, whether it's for pain or progress, your subconscious does not use language, it uses symbols. So the symbol in your mind for learned helplessness is you, small and tiny, and you're all curled up waiting for that next hit, and it's looming over you like the boogeyman. All right, patience. Patience says that there's a potential in this situation, whether it's with another person, whether it's with an experience, but I see the potential, not the possibility. I'll talk about that in a moment. I see the potential, and we're going to put boundaries in place, okay, to where, yeah, things have to be earned, but we're also going to start using the best parts of us and ask the person that we're engaging with to bring the best parts of them, and together we can create something of significance. That's the level of worth. On the core four, you've got certainty, you've got freedom, you've got worthiness, and you've got love. Worthiness comes from partnering up and an experience where you become more than what you could have by yourself. And it's through people. We only grow. The brain only grows through relationships with others. Okay. So what's the difference between possibility and potential? It's possible anybody could become an astronaut. It's possible. Potential. Do you have the money to pay somebody to take you up in space? Or did you do what was needed to do to actually vie for one of those coveted positions? So why we all have possibility. Potential is what we possess in our hands right now to move forward. And I will tell you right now, through shame, we were taught to look at possibilities, not potential. And that will get you in a whole hoop and bunch of pain, let me tell you from personal experience. So when it is chronic fear, we are taught what's called reactionary based. So we have reactions and we have responses. Reactions are based on past pain. Responses are based on future impact. Chronic fear reactions, shame-based reactions, are based on who you were at the time when you decided, when your powerful mind decided that you needed to accept the responsibility for others that was never yours to start with. Responses are based on who you want to become. So you need to be response able. Going, okay, no longer going to keep quiet. I'm going to reach out to those that seem that they're competent and ask for their assistance. But if they cannot give it to me in the way that is needed, there will be consequences. That there are four types of boundaries. There is a boundary of, oh, I don't need anybody's assistance. I can do this on my own. And that is quite healthy for a lot of things. Then there is, I need to ask somebody's assistance, and they're on the same level as me. So I'm going to ask them to do something, but if they don't follow through, then there are going to be consequences. Most of us are taught never to have consequences for someone else. And then we wind up paying them because somebody's got to pay the price. And the great cover up, somebody is going to have to bear the baggage. Okay. And then the third type is we reach out to an authority figure. And if that authority figure isn't a fit, okay, we get that. We move on. We don't try to make ourselves fit the process. The process should be customized to who we are. And then the fourth type of boundary is I've done everything I can and I'm walking away from this situation. It's done. It's closed. Okay. So you want to start looking at boundaries based on who you are becoming so you can be response able. All right, beliefs, because we're working backwards. Secrets of shame equals fear times bad beliefs. So a belief actually has three components to it if it's healthy. It is something you It is something that you have accepted as the truth. It is worthy of your trust. And you act upon it. That's a healthy belief. Bad belief, something you consider to be true, and you act on it. In other words, you were overstimulated into action, thinking that you were the one responsible. And then you set up unhealthy coping habits to give you some relief. A lot of people, whenever they're like, yeah, you know, I need to quit overeating. I need to quit drinking too much. I'm like, that is just how you get relief. We actually need to get to the cause of all of this. We need to get to the root that is producing bad fruit. Okay. By the way, trust, five levels of trust. Number one, they get you. Number two, they are for you. Number three, they are a person of character. There's values. Number four, they have a track record. Number five, the top level. Now the two of you can really create something significant. That is when you should be trusting them. Here's the thing. You will give dysfunctional trust because you know them. You get them. You're for them. You're the one that has the track record. You're the person of character. And then the fifth level, the top one, it all gets weaponized and used against you. They have to earn your trust and your respect. Okay. So a bad belief is missing that middle section where it's worthy of your trust. So your bad beliefs are simply incomplete. Okay, so what do you need to do to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? When it is a shame episode, understand the younger you who learned how to dysfunctionally care and cover up for others at the expense of your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and self-worth, she's the one or he's the one that has been triggered. And overstimulating into overperformance is going to make it any better. So you just assure yourself, you're assuring that younger you that this is learned. It is incomplete, so it can be relearned. You're going to need to put into boundaries. Relationship bargaining at the expense of yourself is going to have to be stopped and replaced with trust and respect. And so we're actually looking at now a new formula. Brilliant beliefs times focus of fulfillment equals the story of success. So your brilliant beliefs, there are things that are absolutely phenomenal about you. They're excellent. And they have nothing to do with overcompensating and caretaking cover-ups. That has been a distraction from the destiny that is calling you forward. So what is absolutely brilliant about you? When I was in this situation last week, and after I hung up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in a shame episode. What's brilliant about me? I know how to ask for assistance. Oh, it had to be learned. Boy, I was the one that took care of everybody. My younger sister, I was 18 whenever I got married. And so she was 12. And I just discovered this a year or so ago. She said she cried and cried and cried because the one mom that she knew would take care of her had just left. It just abandoned her. Oh, that's another set of issues, right? Okay. So brilliant beliefs. What did she have to learn? She had to learn at that point to take care of others. I did not, or take care of herself. I did not learn until I was in my mid-30s how to stop caretaking for others. It's been a journey. Yeah. Okay, brilliant beliefs. I now know how to ask for help. I have my criteria. I have my boundaries. I have my rules of expectations. And then you take that and you times your focus of fulfillment. Your focus of fulfillment is what is the resolution that you're looking for? Not relief. Relief always equals bad habits in the long run. Focus of fulfillment says, I know I'm not going to feel good. I know this is going to be a challenge because I'm having to relearn how to do this in a healthy way. So I'm keeping my focus on that. And that will equal your story of success. And if it's a great story, you continue to add chapters to it. As long as you're here, you continue to discover even more of how to bring your light to the world. Because in case you haven't noticed, it's a pretty dark place nowadays. So it's time to turn your brilliance on even brighter. If I can assist you with that, then reach out for a complimentary coaching call and let's make sure that I'm the good fit for you, that I can customize things for you, not making you fit somebody else's process. Until we get together again, blessings on your brilliance and getting it out even brighter. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody, but if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay. If this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.